So a lot of people around the Upper Hunter are asking why fuel prices are so very high at the moment. That's one of the things I wanted to have a chat to Vlado Vovoda. He is a senior lecturer in strategic studies at Deakin University. Vlado, how are you doing today?
Yeah, very well, thank you. How about you?
Not too bad. Fuel prices are skyrocketing at the moment, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, look, they are. They're at record high levels for Australia. We haven't seen prices like this before. In the past, we had higher international oil prices, but then Aussie dollar was stronger, so it didn't reflect at the bowser so much.
That's what makes the difference, because I was looking back in the GFC, oil was actually more expensive at that price at that point, but the price of fuel wasn't so bad. So it's our Aussie dollar that's hurting us at the moment.
Yeah, that's right. I think the Aussie dollar back then was near parity with the greenback, and now it's at what, about 73 US cents. So yeah, that's a big difference.
So can the government help us out by cutting back the fuel excise? Is that the, you know, is that the best way to combat this problem?
Oh, look, overall, the prices are really out of our hands. The international prices, there's little government can do. Domestically, it can help the consumers and those most vulnerable by actually cutting the excise. The proposal was being to cut it by half to about 21 cents a litre to 22 cents a litre from 44.
Right.
That would bring down, obviously, the price by 22 cents per litre at a bowser, but, you know, there's no guarantee prices will stay where they are. Been very volatile, both to the international oil market and as a consequence, prices at the bowser as well. It's never been as volatile as in the past week in the history of oil markets.
And is it all to do with the conflict in Ukraine at the moment? Is that the only reason?
Yeah, look, it's related to that. It all stems from that and the uncertain geopolitical uncertainties with regards to what will happen to Russian oil exports, whether they will get further sanctioned by the Europeans and where these oil supplies may go, and who else from other oil producers could step in and increase production. So it's a market on the edge in some way.
The last couple of years, we haven't used that much fuel. You know, we weren't going anywhere. In fact, we were discouraged from going anywhere or doing anything. So you would have thought that there might have been oil supplies or fuel supplies just sitting around being able to make up the difference. But clearly that's not the case.
Yeah, look, that's not the case and not how it works. It's, you know, major global suppliers would react by cutting their own production and not oversupplying the market and therefore further, you know, artificially pushing the price down. So it's what happens is, supplies are tighter and we were just about entering in kind of post-pandemic recovery.
Yeah.
With a bit more driving, more flying and all that. And then you have this double whammy of the Ukraine conflict and Russia's involvement, which puts extra pressure then on suppliers to increase. So it's a really, really tricky situation.
And all of Australia's oil comes from foreign suppliers? Like, we don't have sufficient to look after ourselves that we're finding here or that we're mining here?
We used to be largely self-reliant with oil about 20 or 30 years ago, but then our oil production domestically started declining. Rising consumption meant that we became increasingly dependent on imports at the same time. And this is with crude oil.
Yeah.
At the same time with refineries, we went from about 8 refineries 2 decades ago to 2 now.
Right.
They just haven't been economical to run compared to large refineries in Asia. So we pretty much become heavily dependent on imported petrol because we simply don't have enough facilities available in Australia to refine crude oil here and then convert it into fuel for cars and other vehicles.
Well, it's certainly not looking good. If ever we were considering buying an electric vehicle, this just might be the time. What do you think, Vlado?
That's something that becomes increasingly attractive, particularly at times when oil prices and petrol prices are high. We start from a fairly low base with 2% of new vehicle sales last year being electric vehicles. And I think that it's the right time for both federal and state governments to put in extra incentives for people to switch to electric vehicles and support that growing market. and make them cheaper.
Well, certainly every time you pull into the service station at the moment, you look at that sign, there is an incentive to consider getting an electric vehicle. Vlado Vivado, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat about it today. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you.